AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. This is for your Friday. I believe it is Friday. Doesn't this week feel like it's been 5 years?
And Eric, yeah, 5 years and 5 minutes. Oh, I don't know. It feels like it's been some sort of ethereal amount of time.
Oh, it's been just, yeah. It is what it is. Not much we can do about it. But, yeah, it is what it is. Time, although it feels like it's going slow, is actually going pretty fast. And this is, I got an important bit of news for you here, okay? We're starting to get down to the nitty-gritty as far as the tickets for the Blue State Ball. We probably have somewhere in the area about 50 tickets left. Somewhere in that area, okay? And we are going to sell out. Now, in case you, if you forgot, please, the Bauhaus Brew Labs coming up here on the 23rd. We're starting at noon. We're changing it up a little bit this year. We're at noon on Sunday. That's the VIP event. Tom Hartman's going to be in town. I'll be there. Technically, I'm still really, I've done this for 10 years. I'm a VIP. Really? Really? Okay. Feast. Anyway, you can come on down, enjoy that. The VIP event, once again, from noon until 1. General admission from 1 until 4. Of course, Tom's going to be there. Every ticket gets a signed copy of Tom's latest book, as well as also a lot of great fun as well. So we're looking forward to seeing everyone out there. But we are going to sell out of tickets. We are going to do that. And I know there's two particular groups I want to talk to right now about Blue State Ball, okay? The first are the people that generally walk up at the door and just get tickets and la-di-da, those are going to be tickets. There won't be tickets. I will be shocked if there's not going to be. I can tell you, there's not going to be tickets for walk-up. It's going to be, you're going to have to get your tickets before the event. You're going to have to. So go to am950radio.com, am950radio.com, get your tickets there, and we'd love to see you. By all means, but I don't want people going out there on the day of and say, oh, well, we'll get them like usual. No, it's not going to work that way. We're going to be sold out. The other thing is this, and I can't say anything yet. I'm not saying zip, zip, nip, nope. We're going to have some pretty big politicos there. We are. We always do. We always do. Well, there was that one year they basically held all of our main speakers in Washington, D.C. on a vote. But, I mean, no, this is, that was one year. That was not kind of outside of the realm of our hands. And once again, thanks to Lori Swanson and Rebecca Otto for bailing us out that year. I remember that. But we always have a lot of politicos. We always do. And I can say one or two big ones might be there. We'll have to see. Needless to say, we'll announce who's going to be there as we get closer. But if you are a fan of politics and you want to see the politicians speak, by all means, you want to get your tickets now. Now, 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 now. Don't wait. Because I don't think I'm going to take. Am I going to be really out of bounds to say that there's a decent chance we'll be sold out by a week from today, a full week before the event?
No, I think that's probably right on track.
I think we could be looked at being sold out by Monday or Tuesday.
We sold 50 tickets in, what, 4 days?
Yeah. So it's a lot of tickets. The tickets are going. Actually, it was shorter than that. It was like 2 days. The tickets are going. They're going fast. They are going fast. So, Blue State Ball, you want to be there, you need to get your tickets now. AM950radio.com. That's AM950radio.com. Join us. It's always a good time. And we want to, we definitely want to see you out there. We just have so much fun at the Blue State Ball, and I don't want anyone being left on out. Now, I will also make sure I mention the other event we have that weekend. Now, Blue State Ball is on the Sunday, Bauhaus Brew Labs on the 23rd at noon. We always, when Tom comes into town, Tom loves meeting the listeners. He does. He's a better broadcaster than me. Let's just face it. He's smarter. He's kinder, better looking. I'm not going to shy away from that one either. Yeah, he's just better than me. And he likes to talk to the listeners. Not that I don't like that. Of course I like talking to the listeners. But he goes out of his way. I mean, that he really does yeoman's work to get and talk to the people, and he really wants to talk with you. There's going to be a special event we hold on Saturday night for Tom Hartman fans, and it's going to be over at one of my favorite places in town, Crooner's Lounge and Supper Club. Great food, great music, love that place. On Saturday at 6:30, the Saturday, February 22nd, Saturday, February 22nd at 6:30, there's going to be the Tom Hartman dinner before the Blue State Ball this year. Everything is included in the price, drinks, dinner, signed copy of Tom Hartman's book, as well as also you get to sit and mingle, rub elbows with Tom Hartman. Plus, you're at Crooners. You're going to love that, too. There's a limited amount of tickets for that. For that specifically, though, you do need to call the station. If you do want to be part of that, the tickets are $200 per seat. If you want to be part of that, but that includes dinner, drinks, everything, 952-946-8885, 952-946-8885. A great way, if you're a Tom Hartman fan, this is, you know, this is a once-in-a-lifetime thing. You don't want to pass this up. 952-946-8885. My guess is, Eric, I am going to go out on a limb here. My guess is we are going to sell out of both of those events that weekend, which is just fantastic. Absolutely. So, you know, look forward to seeing you there. And we want you there. So, you know, chop chop. Off you go. All right. So 952-946-6205. I want to take a good portion of the rest of the show, if not the entire rest of the show, to talk about this week. And particularly the two groups which are have put us into this situation we're in today, and I fear are going to work together to continue this god-awful situation for yet another 4 years. Everything went nuts this week. I mean, just everything went crazy. I mean, just, you know, the closing statements, the State of the Union, the Iowa caucus, the pardoning the acquitting of Trump, although he's still guilty but acquitted. Mitt Romney, what he did, you know, you know, Trump's insane behavior yesterday. Today, there's teeth are out as they're looking to take out anyone that testified against Trump. I mean, to give you an idea how crazy this week is, I mean, this will put things in perspective. Jared Kushner introduced a Middle East peace plan, which has been an absolute failure. An absolute failure. It has been spectacular how bad it's gone. This was, if you didn't hear this, this was his final offer for Palestine for peace in the Middle East. This peace plan is so bad, even Israel thinks it's a horrible place to be. The Palestinians have shut off all communication with the Israelis and the United States. This is, remember, Jared Kushner, he was going to solve the Middle East peace process. Trump was going to solve it. It takes tough guy negotiations. They've so ham-handed. You saw the story this week. Maybe you didn't, considering how many things are out there. But you saw that earlier this week that Jared Kushner had no idea how the UN or NATO operated when he started doing international negotiations. He had no idea. The people at NATO were shocked that he didn't understand how NATO even functions, and he sat there like, what do you mean? And very Trump-esque. Now I know why he's the favorite of the three, which, by the way, doesn't speak really well for Trump Jr. or Eric's intelligence, does it? No, not at all. Dad, I stabbed myself with a pen again. Anyway, never mind. Never mind. But that tells you how crazy this week has been. We've had Middle East peace blow up. It's not going to even go anywhere. Jared Kushner is a massive failure. And there's no, in other news, it's back by the jumble, kids. Look in the back in the classified sections. Oh, look, hey, there's a lamb for sale, and Middle East peace is completely gone. All right, there you go. Let me focus on the first of the two groups I want to criticize for the situation we're in and where we are headed because of them. And it starts with the it starts with the Republicans. Now, I took a lot of grief on, I will never forget the day after the election, that what happened was I had made the comment that the people who voted for Trump were, you know, fell into a few different categories. They were either uber wealthy, which I completely understand that. I completely get that, the uber wealthy who love Trump. They, you know, he's giving him money, you know. Open up your door, we'll back up another truckload. I get that. Racist, completely understand. He validates racism. So he told the cockroaches to come on out from underneath the fridge. I understand why the racists like him. But I said idiots. And I got a phone call, a very angry phone call from a Democrat who very much criticized me. She jumped on me and she said, how dare you call these people idiots? They're misunderstood. It's this kind of arrogance that basically gets the reason why they don't vote. We need them to vote. And the first thing I said is, no, we need the 110 million registered voters who did not vote in 2016 to vote. We don't need them. And my argument as I kind of evolved it was that because these people, is idiot the right term? I think it does qualify. But I made the comment that Republicans today could walk into their house, find their spouse sleeping with Donald Trump, and the first words out of their mouth will be, damn Democrats, because that is who they are. The only thing they want is narrative validation. They don't care about anything else. Religion could care less. The well-being of their family could care less. Their kids could care less. Their house could care less. The farm could care less. Healthcare could care less. Nope. They don't care. They only care that their opinions in regards to Donald Trump are validated. And this is what Donald Trump was talking about when he said, I could shoot someone in the middle of Fifth Avenue and the Republicans would applaud me. And he's right, because he understood these people are nothing like Republicans of the past. They are this new Republican Party that is, like I said, the only thing that matters to them is their narrative being validated. We take this to extremes with where we're going. And like I said, I think I'm going to take this break here. When I do come back, I'm going to share a story with you, which is just bizarre, but this is becoming more and more common in regards to what we see from the Republicans today. And it shows you how detached from reality they've become. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. We'll take a break. Come on back. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Stop in at Next Chapter Booksellers to find the perfect Valentine's Day gift for your significant other. They have a wide variety of books and lots of opportunities to meet local authors, like Jay Wiener on Sunday, February 16th at 2 p.m. He edited a new book about famous Minnesota history professor Hi Berman's very last lecture. That's Next Chapter Booksellers, where you can meet local authors and find that perfect Valentine's Day gift. Located on Grand and Snelling in St. Paul and at nextchapterbooksellers.com.
Moe's Tax Service in St. Paul is one of the most successful independently owned tax services in the entire country. They offer a diverse team of highly trained and screened tax preparation experts for personal and business tax needs. This year especially, changes to the tax code make it even more important for you to have someone who is a dedicated tax preparation professional. Moe's has been in the business since 1971. Visit them at moestax.com. That's moestax.com. Or give them a call, 612-721-2026.
The AM 950 2020 Blue State Ball is on Sunday, February 23rd at Bauhaus Brew Labs in Minneapolis. We're celebrating AM 950's 15th year. The VIP event will take place from noon until 1 with a meet and greet with Tom Hartman, plus all the local hosts. General admission is from 1 until 4 p.m. and expect a lot of political guests. And all tickets get a signed copy of Tom Hartman's latest book. Get tickets now. VIP $75, general admission $40. You get them at am950radio.com. That's am950radio.com. The 2020 Blue State Ball, Sunday, February 23rd.
Hi, I'm Peter Solak.
And I'm Adam Ostrowski.
We are here at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces to talk about outdoor fires. Sitting around a fire is the oldest, most basic form of human activity.
What's new is in the way fire is burned. We can show you how to burn cleaner with a lot less smoke.
The radiant heat and light from an open fire is unmatched. It kindles our spirits and connects us to the outdoors. And now it's easier to experience and enjoy.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces sells and installs wood and gas burning fire pits and fireplaces. Let us help you experience an outdoor fire without all the smoke.
Come see the many ways you can enjoy a fire outdoors.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces has over 35 working wood and gas units on display at the corner of East Franklin and Riverside Avenue in Minneapolis. More information at woodlandstoves.com. Find the fire that works for you. Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, out of the ordinary products and services since 1977.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. Big thank you to Todd Colad, who's sponsoring AM 950 radio this week. And you can, too, if you'd like to. You can call the station 952-946-8885. 952-946-8885 is the phone number. And you can find out how. Now, Todd's story is basically he's a longtime listener, loves the station, and he is actually in Spain. And, you know, lucky dog, by the way, food, one of the more underrated food countries on the planet. Oh, Eric, I went on a train for like 3 weeks through Spain. Unbelievable. The lucky dog, but he does love the station and he wants to sponsor us. So we love it. Thank you very much. He wants to mention Democrats Abroad. If you are eligible to vote in the upcoming election and you are overseas, and by the way, bonjour, if you are listening to the show overseas, howdy. If you're not, but if you are,
languages.
There you go. Bonjour. Howdy. There you go. I've got you covered. Democrats Abroad is the official Democratic Party arm for people overseas. There's a presidential primary coming out March 3rd to the 10th. Go to Democrats Abroad. I'll have a link up on online here, but it's democratsabroad.org for more information. So once again, getting back to what I was saying before, in regards to the Republicans. And this is the first group of people that have gotten us into the problem that we are in right now. And it's very unfortunate. That is for sure. There are people that want their narrative validated. And what's getting dangerous is the extremes at which they are going to validate. Because for lack of a better way to say it, The Republicans are basically a jilted ex-boyfriend, and they're at the point now where they're realizing that she's, you know, that the Democrats have broken up with them, but they're going to make them like me. They're going to make them like me. And it's that's kind of where they're at right now. And nothing highlights this more. And like I said, it's just these people, the only thing that matters is the narrative that Trump is everything. An Alabama cop is apologizing for a Facebook post where he said that House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi and the Speaker, or the House Majority Leader, rather, is the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, should be targeted with a roadside bomb for daring to tear up President Trump's State of the Union speech. Here's the exact quote. Pelosi just ripped up his speech, Geraldine Police Department Assistant Chief Jeff Buckles wrote. This is, once again, a management within a police department. Roadside bomb her on the way home and any other Democrats. All right. Wow, what a joke. Yeah, threatening a terrorist strike against the third most powerful politician in the country and anyone else that's near them because you disagree with them politically. Oh, what a zinger, you ass. Anywho, Buckles later removed the post and apologized for venting. I have definitely offended some people with my remarks, he said. It just rips my heart out that our great country is so divided. You know, I can't agree with you more. I mean, there's some jackass police officer in Alabama who just threatened to roadside bomb the Speaker of the freaking House. I know. I mean, how do you get to a point where you're that nuts? I don't know. But yeah, it is really scary out there that you're, and I love how it's like, it's just passion. It's just, no, you're threatening violence against someone as a police officer, you dim-witted jackass. Anywho, I went and looked at this guy's page, Jeff Buckles.
It really fits the stereotype that the far right are really just like ISIS.
Oh, here's the guy. You go to his Facebook page. He's got his picture of him holding his assault weapon. He's holding his assault weapon, getting ready to fire on bang, 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 bang. I said, okay, dude, I'm really, really, really sorry about your tiny, 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 tiny penis. I am really sorry, officer. Let's see, make sure I get this. Jeff Buckles of the Geraldine Police Department. He's assistant chief down there. Sorry that you were born like a Ken doll. You know, nothing there. And that the gun has to compensate. But, dude, man, we all see what's going on here, Ken doll. We'll just go with that. Now, that being said, and by the way, I have no problem saying any of this. Of course, the thing which is, first of all, he's got his defenders now, and he's out there, and he's screaming about his defenders like, it's freedom of speech! It's freedom of speech! Well, freedom of speech doesn't mean freedom from consequences. And, yeah, you basically, if you want to do freedom of speech, well, the problem that you have here, and this is your first offense, is that this is freedom of speech. Well, Nancy Pelosi was displaying her freedom of speech when she ripped up the speech. Remember that? That's her freedom of speech. Oh, that's right. She needs to be roadside bombed because of her freedom of speech. But your freedom of speech is just wholesome America. Roadside bomb everyone I disagree with, just like they did on the Andy Griffith Show. What? Oh, no. The second argument that's defending this guy, this is just, I love this. This fake decorum that, what in the world, why I can't understand, where does this hatred for the president come from? Where from the same people who for 8 years hung Obama in effigy at every freaking turn they can, that proudly bragged, if I get one chance at one shot at the guy, I'm taking it. You know, those guys, you can't claim that you are all saying, well, gee willikers, golly gosh, I disagreed with President Obama, but at the end of the day, we would have a beer together and realize we just, you know, agreed to disagree. That's all we were doing. No, you weren't. This started under your watch, and you guys gladly and gleefully constantly talked about murdering Obama, and now you're here talking about murdering the Speaker of the House because she disagrees with you politically. And of course, then there's the third one that's some Dems do it, and I've always said the same thing. I'm not for violence. And if a Dem is dumb enough to go on out there and threaten violence, well, they should be criticized too. The thing which is funny, though, is this dude's an assistant police chief in an Alabama police department saying this. This is a guy with a serious level of personal responsibility talking about conducting a terrorist strike against the third most powerful political person on the planet. This isn't some drugged out hippie in a dorm room smoking pot saying, yeah, someone should kill Trump. No, and you should shut up because no, that's not ever the policy. That should not be the policy. I have no problem doing it. The problem that you guys have is you only get upset when your guy is, you think so, and it's not even when your guy is threatened. It's just Nancy Pelosi ripped up a speech. Murder her. And then you want to forget about the fact that you gleefully, hey, our neighbor has hung Obama in effigy. Isn't that hilarious? We're triggering the libs. Triggering the libs. This is just it. And by the way, this, and someone make sure that this massive jackass, Jeff Buckles, the police department assistant chief of Geraldine Police in Alabama, gets a copy of this show. You're an ass. Anyway, you're welcome, America. That being said, but isn't that what we've seen all week here? Isn't that what we've seen all week? Trump's guilty. His own lawyers admitted in court, well, in the Senate, he's guilty. That he did what he did. They admitted it. We have copious evidence of it. Even Mitt Romney said, if you stop and listen to the evidence, guess what? The guy's guilty. But they love Trump, and they love the narrative about Trump more than they love their country. And so, even though he's guilty, he's not guilty in their mind. Let's take a look at the prayer breakfast. For God's sakes, the prayer breakfast. Oh, my God. You mean, Trump got on stage and directly displayed the behavior that Jesus himself was ranting against as far as the leaders of the time that he lived. Trump epitomized everything bad that Jesus was railing against. And look, isn't he the most Christian guy ever? I mean, my God, I mean, if you've read some of the priests and pastors who've come out, they're like, we could not believe that this is where he wanted to go. Not Robert Jeffers and guys like that are basically using the president to get more power, but actual real religious people that actually care about the Bible and care about Christianity. Or take a look at Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney says, I put my hand on a Bible and I swore an oath and I took it seriously. And look at all you Republicans, like, how dare you? It's just a Bible. It's just a Bible. How dare you? See, this is what you are dealing with. And if you do not understand this, we are going to lose again. These people are not educationable. They are not anything redeemable. They are truly broken people. And their entire goal is to validate Trump. They will throw their religion under the bus. They don't care about Jesus. They don't care about Christianity. They don't care about the Bible. They don't. As proven this week by their own actions. These people don't care about this country, for God's sakes. Remember how outraged they were when Colin Kaepernick kneeled quietly for the national anthem? Have you seen the 5-year-old petulant child Trump disrespecting the national anthem at the Super Bowl while he danced around and waved his arms in the air? My God, he looked like he was a toddler that had too much sugar, for God's sakes. Has any Republican criticized or condemned him? Oh, that's right. Kaepernick was black. That's why you hated him. He was black. If you don't understand these people, there's no redemption for these people. There is no education. They're not going to jump on your side. They are not going to do anything decent. They're going to go because their entire goal is they have bet everything on 13 on the roulette wheel, and they refuse to believe that the ball is going to fall anywhere but 13. So you cannot, do not try to understand these people. Do not try to educate them. Do not even try with these people because they're so damn broken to the core that nothing else matters to them. God doesn't matter. Their kids don't matter. Their families don't matter. Their jobs don't matter. Their country does not matter. The only thing that matters is their validation of Trump and basically feeling like because of that validation, we're owning the libs. As your farms get foreclosed, as your health care gets taken away, as your jobs pay you less and less and less and less. You're all idiots. And I stand by it. Idiots, racists, ultra wealthy. You're all freaking idiots. And that's group number one. Take a break. Come on back. When I do return, I want to hammer on the second group that is causing America to be where we're at today. I'll share that when I do come back. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Tom Hartman here telling you that solar energy isn't just for environmentalists. Switching to all-energy solar is actually perfect for reducing your carbon footprint while also saving money on your monthly electric bill. The fact that solar panels cause no earth-harming emissions while it's producing energy is a bonus. Who in the world could object to that? But they can also help you save money month after month for decades. And they do it with a clean footprint. So go green and start saving money today by visiting allenergysolar.com.
Hi, I'm Frank Brown, owner of the only minority-owned union print shop in Minnesota.
Do you work with political campaigns?
Yes, we have years of experience helping campaigns.
Do you print remit envelopes for political campaigns?
Yes, we print everything.
I know you do mailers, but do you also mail them out?
Yes, we do mail them out. We print everything. Choose the only minority-owned union print shop in Minnesota for all your political campaign needs. Learn more at mpuptown.com. Minuteman Press Uptown. We print everything.
Hi, this is Charlie. Dad, do I really need to say this next line?
How are you going to pay for college again?
Okay, my dad is known as Mr. Minneapolis-St. Paul Matt McNeil.
Not an official title.
The Toyota Sienna is the best vehicle for winter driving. Safe on roads and it warms up fast. The Sienna is what my parents feel safe letting me drive in during these Minnesota winters.
When it gets rough on the roads, I'm glad my son is driving the safest vehicle I've ever driven myself, the Toyota Sienna. Test drive one today at Rudy Luther Toyota, the southeast corner of 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
If you or someone you know needs dental care but can't afford it, go to Shamblot Family Dentistry's 14th annual Dentistry from the Heart event on Wednesday, February 12th, beginning at 7 a.m. It's a day of free dentistry for those in need. All patients will be seen on a first-come, first-served basis. No appointment required. Dentistry from the Heart provides free limited dental care to those in need. This event is for new patients, since 20% of adults know they have cavities but haven't had them filled, and over 100 million Americans lack dental insurance. This event meets a huge need in our community. Shamblot Family Dentistry has given away almost $400,000 in free dentistry through Dentistry from the Heart. Again, Dentistry from the Heart is Wednesday, February 12th, beginning at 7 a.m. at Shamblot Family Dentistry in Hopkins at 33 10th Avenue South, and at their new St. Paul location, 400 Selby Avenue in the Blair Arcade Building. It's first come, first served, so arrive early.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. Programming here brought to you by Nightingale, the local Minnesota.com restaurant of the week. Fantastic food over there. Great sharing plates. A fantastic place. If you're looking for a get-together for the weekend, go out there with your friends. All of you get a plate. You can share it a little bit. You'll love it there. Plus, great, unbelievable vegetarian options as well. There you go. Vegetarian friends like Lori. Great cocktails as well. So stop on by 2551 Lindale Avenue South in Minneapolis. It is Nightingale, the eatlocalminnesota.com restaurant of the week. So I spent the first half of the show basically ripping on the first group of people that have gotten us into this situation in this country, and that is the Republicans. And there's basically, and the reason why is that they don't care about anything outside of having their opinion validated, and we'll sell out their country, we'll sell out their religion, we'll sell out their kids, we'll sell out everything just to make sure that I was right. Oh, by the way, quick question about you on abortion, because this is really, I mean, you all convinced there. You know, we just got done with 2 years of Republicans in control of the House, the Senate, and the presidency. Remember when they promised you, if you put us in power, we'll get rid of it? I wonder how many constitutional amendments they brought up in those 2 years to get rid of abortion. Oh, that's right, zero. For the third time in the last 20 years, when Republicans had complete control of government, they not once brought up a single constitutional amendment to outlaw abortion. You know why? Because they need you stooges to keep going to the polls for them. They're never going to make it outlawed, especially not for them. I mean, their little Susie, when she decides to, do the horizontal bop, she needs to be able to, take care of that problem. But you know, that's a different story. But still, keep believing. Keep believing they're on your side. That's a hoot. And by the way, I also got things. Can we call gun nuts from here on out Ken? You know, like the Ken dolls, because they have nothing down below. They're just smooth. Because that really does seem to size them up pretty well. Sure thing, Ken. Sure thing, Ken doll. Nothing there. But I wanted to bring up once again there's two groups that have gotten us to this point, and one is the Republicans. The other is the Democrats. I'll explain. We had a special election night on Tuesday here in this state. We had two special elections for open seats, one in 60A, one in 30A. And we talked to Sydney Jordan. She was Democrat of the day. She really does. No Republican ran even there, because the Republicans, it tells you everything about their message. If their message was so great for Latinos and African Americans and minorities, don't you think they'd be running a candidate in the communities where they have Latinos and African Americans? They didn't even run a candidate here, because they know that they basically is the, that's something they tell their white people in the suburbs to make them feel better about voting for a whites-only party in the Republican Party. And really, they are. But that's kind of who they are. They didn't even run it. The major challenger she had, Sidney Jordan had, in 60A was Marty Super from the Legal Marijuana Now Party. He didn't have a good showing. It wasn't a really good showing. And as a matter of fact, I want to point out the number here of 1,879 votes for Sidney Jordan on that election, which is, once again, is not a lot. It is not. It is a special election, but it's still 1,879. Give you an idea, Diane Loeffler, when she was there the last election, she had 19,000 votes for her. The Republican had 2,000 in that election. That would be an 86-13 on percentage, you know, rankings there. But that's, you know, it kind of gives you an idea, you know, that Sidney did a great job there. And she's, you know, there's a lot of people that that, you know, like her. And even on an off-year election when there really isn't anyone really challenging her, you know, and nothing against the I already know I'm going to take the people angry at me. Hey, wait a minute here. They legalized the marijuana papal area. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, yeah, right, fine. My bad. But the reality is they, you know, she said 1,879 people showed up for that election. There was another election that night that happened, and that was up in District 30A. That was Nick Zerwas's, the old Nicky Z. Nicky Z's seat. And he decided to retire, and, you know, it sounds like he wanted to spend some time with his kids, and more power to him. Now, this is a Republican district. I'm not going to deny that. And, you know, it's hard sometimes when you're going up again in a really strong Republican district to get a person out there that can do really well. We had Chad Hobart on, who was here. He was the Democratic challenger, and he did not win the election. As a matter of fact, Paul Novotny, the Republican there, who basically is guns and babies with guns or something like that. I don't know what his exact policy is, but he thinks basically he's going to pass the all babies get a gun, you know, in the womb and, you know, whatever. I don't know. You know, as soon as that baby's born, by the way, you know, that's a leech on society. But, you know, while the baby's there.
If it has a gun, then it'll be sad.
You know, that's it. You know, stand your ground. I have no idea.
Lay your ground? Maybe
you're rolling. You know, fetal position your ground, I guess. I don't know. It's like, how do you holster? Never mind. Needless to say, Paul Novotny is the winner in that district. But, you know, you'd say to yourself, okay, Matt, so what's the big deal? So a guy in a Republican district wins a Republican seat. Why are you saying that the second group of people that have gotten us into this situation are the Democrats? The last regular election that happened in this seat, which was the last time Zerwas got elected, in 2018, Zerwas defeated Sarah Hamlin, and it was 64-35%, but 6,357 Democrats voted for Sarah Hamlin, okay? That was in the last regular election. What was the number of Democrats that actually showed up and voted for Paul Novotny? How many people voted for Paul Novotny? Only the Republicans? 1,983. I mean, I brought up Sidney earlier. I mean, this is barely more people that showed up in a race that didn't have a Republican challenger, for God's sakes. I mean, she almost got as more votes than this guy did with an uncontested race, really? Nothing against the legalized marijuana guy, you know. But still, wow, I mean, what an opportunity, especially when the last time a Democrat ran in an election down there, they got 6,357 votes. This should have been a slam dunk, right? Should have been a win. Only 1,141 Democrats bothered to vote in special election in 30A. Now, that is less than a third. Well, that's a little more than a third of, let me rephrase this. Of the 6,357 people that voted in 2018 for a Democrat in 30A, if one third of them, 2,100 people, would have shown up and vote, not astronomical numbers, not massive amounts of people, one third of the Democrats who voted in 2018 would have gotten off their asses and voted on Tuesday, Chad Hobart would have won that seat. Instead, they couldn't even get a third of the people that voted in 2018 to get interested enough in a easy to pick up special election seat, which they could have easily picked up. And yet here we are, yet once again, what was it? Oh, you had soccer with the kids? What, did it last all day? Oh, Matt, you don't understand. I was watching Witcher on Netflix. I can't watch. It's Sabrina just started streaming again. I can't. Toy Story 4 is now on Disney. I can't pass that up. You couldn't? Matt, you don't get me wrong. I was going to vote, but instead I spent my evening on social media putting out zingers. Got them. Zinger. What the hell, people? Seriously, what the hell? What the hell? All it took was one third of the Democrats who voted in 2018 to show up. And let me give you the narrative which would have happened if you would have just gone and vote on the special election. Let me give you the narrative. First of all, you might say to yourself, well, I wasn't going to vote for Chad Hobart because, you know, it would be very hard for him to hold the seat coming up here in 2020. You know, maybe, but with incumbency comes a lot of votes. And you don't know that for sure. Needless to say, you didn't need to have an astronomical amount of votes to put Chad Hobart into the Minnesota House in your district. You just needed one third of the people who voted in 2018 to show up. And you couldn't get that done. You could probably have won re-election. Let me also share what the missed opportunity was here. If you would have picked up Chad Hobart would have picked up Zerwas's seat, Republicans across the state would have gone into immediate panic mode. They would have like, oh my God, Zerwas's seat's not safe? They probably would have pulled most of their funding from Minnesota House races, just put everything on the Minnesota Senate and Jason Lewis, and just hope that they don't lose the Senate. Or if they do, they can convince enough Tom Box to join their side during votes that they can basically hold up all legislation. They would be frantic right now. And this is not just for the Democrats in 30A, which once again, all you needed was a third of the people that showed up in 2018 to vote, and you would have won that seat. It's for all the Democrats. How much time did anyone go up there and help campaign or door knock for Chad Hobart? I'm not asking you to drive out to Pipestone or up to Bemidji or up to Thief River Falls. It's freaking Elk River. We have a very disinterested voting base at some times within the Democratic Party. I was always amazed when Sunday liquor sales became an issue and all of a sudden young people who have never once cared about politics in their life were all of a sudden writing dissertations a la the founding fathers about how Sunday liquor sales is the truest sign of American freedom. And they were passionate, they were, and they've got it changed. And then they stopped caring. I got into a discussion about Bernie Sanders people. And there's one thing about Bernie Sanders, and once again, this is not it, and I know you're going to criticize me. There's a lot of people that follow Bernie Sanders that seem to be pretty much one or two issue voters on the Democratic side. Free college or free health care. Now, you know, it's regardless of where you fall on those issues, there's a lot of people that are following Bernie Sanders that love the idea of free college. By the way, kids, you still have to go to class and get passing grades. I'm just going to let you know. I'll let it be a surprise. Anyway, I'll let you enjoy that. But that's the case. And I don't think that there's anything else that any Democrat could say that would get these people motivated. They just, it's free college or, you know, cheap health care. And those are the two main issues. And I don't know if this is the Democratic Party evolving or if this is just a sign of the time that people that are dipping their toe into politics are getting there. But you can't, if you only look at what is going on in this country, one issue at a time, we are all doomed. We seriously are. We are all screwed. You can't. You have to look at everything. And you have to look at kids in concentration camps at the border and the exploding deficit and the fact that we don't have a Middle East peace plan and we have a corrupt president who's breaking laws to basically try to cheat elections and we have you know poor people being thrown out on the streets and people getting hungry, farms foreclosing, and a disastrous trade policy. This country is on the verge of collapse, people. And if all you're doing is sitting there saying Sunday liquor sales and feeling like you accomplished something, we're screwed. Democrats, we're failing because we can't even get motivated when we have a legitimate chance to pick up a seat or when it's more than just the shiny political object in front of our faces. And we are just as guilty as the Republicans at the mess that we are in. And unless we fix this problem, we are screwed. We are screwed. It's time for us to stop being selfish and caring only about social media posts and that one issue, that's the only issue, or I don't like the negativity of zoning out. No! We are trying to save the freaking country here. That's not something you can do just, I'll just do it later. Because every time in history that approach has been taken, there is no later. The time is now. I'll explain a little bit more when I do come back. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Get a head start on this year's Blue State Ball by having dinner with me, Tom Hartman, on Saturday, February 22nd at Crooner's Lounge and Supper Club. It's your chance to discuss with me the big issues facing the country in a small, intimate setting. You can guarantee your spot at the February 22nd dinner by pre-purchasing a ticket for $200. Tickets are very limited and will go fast. So reserve your spot now by calling 952-946-8885. More details at am950radio.com.
Located just south of downtown Minneapolis, the Blaisdell is the perfect venue for your next event. The Blaisdell is a fresh, modern, newly remodeled historic mansion with spaces that can accommodate groups of 25 to 700. While perfect for weddings, the Blaisdell also includes rooms with high-tech audio and video equipment for your company's next gathering. So whether it's a dream wedding or impressing colleagues and clients, choose the Blaisdell as your next event venue. Select dates are still available. More at theblaisdell.com.
What kind of a jackass would let an animal pick their insurance? Did you really think a lizard could save you money on car insurance? Would you let a duck pick your health policy? Insurance can be a zoo, but this is ridiculous. What you really need is an insurance agent that isn't looking out for the insurance companies. You need Cheryl at Array, an independent agent with 30 years experience looking for the best rate possible. Quit monkeying around and call 763-504-3067. That's 763-504-3067 for Cheryl at Array, representing you, not the insurance companies.
With all the convenient big box stores that sell appliances, why do so many Minnesotans choose Warner Stellion? Check online to learn that Warner Stellion is a Minnesota family-owned business for over 60 years. Warner Stellion sells more brands than anyone else, and our passionate specialists are committed to impressing you so much that you'll refer us to everyone you know. That's our mission here at Warner Stellion. Ask around. Check us out online. And when it's your time to buy appliances, join over 300,000 Minnesota homeowners and choose the specialists, Warner Stellion.
As a family-owned business, Standard Heating and Air Conditioning has been serving the Twin Cities since 1930. A new furnace or air conditioner from Standard Heating and Air can lower your monthly utility bills, administer more consistent temperatures, and even improve indoor air quality, making your home safer and healthier for the whole family. The average heating and cooling system lasts 15 to 20 years, so if yours is on its last legs, call Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Learn more at standardheatingdeals.com. Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, the comfort you deserve.
AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. Eric, you're bringing up a point I want to address here. You're saying, well, it's not fair. Okay, you know, I mentioned free college. I mentioned, you know, that and when I was talking about, you know, Bernie supporters, there's a lot of people that seem to be one issue people. Free college, free healthcare, that sort of thing. You brought up, well, no, a lot of people care about, what was it, the Green New Deal?
Green New Deal, like defunding ICE, things like that.
But most of the time, what we're talking about, I know a lot of people who are against guns. I know a lot of people who are for legalizing marijuana, but that's the one issue. And it doesn't mean they don't know about it. It's just they're so metro focused in front of that. That is it. That's that's the issue. We are becoming a party that's being fragmented down into parts. And I'm not saying Green New Deal is a bad idea. I'm not saying free college isn't a good idea. I'm not saying I'm 100% for Medicaid buy-ins on medical care and health care. I think we need gun regulations. These are all good deals, but it's a way that the Democrats have used to basically try to deal with the massive pile of crap that's been created by the Republicans is they try to niche it down. And what we see is in 30A, here's an opportunity to go on in there and win a seat. Well, you know, I'm concerned about guns or I'm concerned about this. And for whatever reason, it doesn't resonate. And that's the problem. That's a winnable seat. We waste it. And that is the problem. If we don't look at the whole picture and the whole process, let me give you a few other examples here. The story, I had two people quote me, and I've got to find it. I have not found it, so I need to verify this. An 87-year-old woman whose her food stamps have been cut from $130 per month down to $12 per month. 87-year-old, thanks to Donald Trump. Donald Trump today and the Republicans are starting an investigation into Hunter Biden. They made up a fake conspiracy story about Hunter Biden. For God's sakes, the corruption that happened at the company he was working for happened 3 years before he was there. And so there's no overlap. And yet they're doing a formal investigation into Hunter Biden, not for any other reason. They all know it's a made-up thing just to put the conspiracy forward. They're punishing Vindman. They're going to demote him. Folks, we are at a point where these people... If we don't get control of this now, we will never get control of this again. The Republicans had one chance to rein in Trump with that impeachment, and they did not do their job. And how serious do I feel about this? I honestly feel that if Trump wins another term, I'll either be in jail or dead by 2024. And I am dead freaking serious. I think I'll either be in jail or dead, locked up in some camp because I'm a libtard that needs re-education. Or they'll just, you know, Soviet Union me and haul me out back and put a bullet in my head. Don't think for one second I am not thinking larger picture here, people. I am. It's time for us to stop worrying about the little things and realize if we don't get our asses into gear, we are doomed, and this country will end. On that bright note, have a nice weekend. I'm back on a Monday, hopefully. Till then, see ya.